I'm still pinching myself to make sure that I'm not dreaming. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they had a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you're listening to the show and you live in Florida, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Colorado, or Texas, you have an opportunity that I do not have yet, but it's coming. You have an opportunity to complete your self-defense toolkit and have what happens after you use a gun in self-defense covered, because you have the capability of joining Texas/U.S. Law Shield. And joining me once again from them, if that's grammatically correct, is Michelle. Michelle, is Edwin not with us today?
We got Edwin. Don't worry.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, okay. They just they must have only known that you called in. So what's going on with Texas Law Shield this week? Anything new on the horizon? I've seen a couple of things that might have caught your attention.
Well, we're just rocking along, same old, same old. We have our customary weekends and weekdays of people calling the emergency hotline with various issues, dog issues, home invasions, attempted carjackings, and the like.
How many, with that hotline and everything, how many, and this is, it can be as general as, well, most of them are, some of them are, however. How much, since you guys have come into being, have you had to evolve with gun-related things like civil things and things that just may be related to people, your members, having guns and them, say, being persecuted versus, say, me calling you up and saying, hey, listen, guy just tried to steal my shoes and I ventilated him. Give me my advice. I'll be at this police department.
Well, I'd say it's about 50-50. You know, because we tell our members that, look, if you have any legal issue involving a firearm, you give us a call. We don't act like an insurance company where we just, deny people automatically, and it's like there's no form of insurance coverage. They don't have to make a claim. We're there to assist them, and in the process of assisting them, obviously you sort out what their particular eyes need. And so, regardless of the situation, if it involves a firearm, if it's a police officer telling them they can't carry somewhere, or if it's them just a question about where they might be able to carry, or something they've heard or been told, or whether it's an issue involving firearms. Like we've got several facilities here in Texas that we give legal advice to, and there's sometimes they call with zoning questions and things like that, and we're either able to assist them or assist them in getting the legal assistance that they need in the event that that's not an area that's covered. But we get a lot of, like I've said several times, with the number of different firearms laws that are here in the state, we get a lot of different situations that cause, you know, not every situation is, I just ventilated someone, as you said. I did something to, I had to do something to scare somebody off, and now the police are here questioning me, and I'm worried that I might get charged with disorderly conduct or something of that nature.
With I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but with the president's idea that he can broaden the definition of certain things, and I'm sure you've looked at it and been analytical with it, with his wanting to broaden the definition of mental deficiency, is this going to be lawsuit central if they actually try to implement this type of policy?
Well, unfortunately, fighting the government is very difficult to do through the courts, and you have to do it mostly through the legislative process. Because one thing you have to establish whenever you are trying to say, hey, the government's overstepped its bounds, you have to be able to define that they are depriving you of a certain right. And this is sort of, I know we discussed it maybe last week about the intermediate scrutiny that firearms have rights. It's a right, and obviously it's a right everybody takes very seriously. However, the Supreme Court in Heller and in McDonald's failed to decree that it was a fundamental right that was subject to strict scrutiny, and instead determined that it is an individual right. However, any government action will be judged under intermediate scrutiny. Thank God they didn't say that it was just subject to rational basis test, because if they had, then that would have allowed all types of government regulation. And so there will be, I'm quite confident that the first person who actually has their rights trampled on by one of these new decrees will get it subjected to judicial review. And we'll just have to see how it goes. Sort of like, last week or the week before last, whenever we were talking about the New York law and the way the New York federal court looked at it. They had every law that New York had passed about guns. They said, we're going to apply the test laid out by the Supreme Court in Heller and in McDonald. We're going to apply intermediate scrutiny. And they upheld every single one of the regulations except for one.
Yep. Let me ask you, I'll ask about that, Grit. Let me ask you a question as far as these Supreme Court decisions, which I don't really think we should rely on them as the final say-so on everything. I know that's the new normal and everything. But is it just simply the nature of somebody who wants to manipulate law? Is there any way for them to have written Heller or McDonald in such a way as to not be ambiguous, to get out there and say, we're saying this is the way it is, and you will be, if you try to circumvent us, you will be in violation of our findings. So say we all from on high. Was there any way to do that, or is any legal decision out there open to the imagination of some legislator that wants to get out there and do something against the spirit of the Constitution?
No, I don't believe that there was a way to write that decision, because that's just not simply the way the courts look, the way they look at situations, because the Supreme Court has often said that they do not wish to sit as a super legislature that passes upon the validity of every action and judges the prudence or imprudence of any law. They just have to see if a particular law in a particular set of circumstances violates a particular person's right. And so court decisions are then necessarily limited to those types of situations, or at least the Supreme Court tries to limit those to those types of situations, especially in an area as controversial as Second Amendment law. And I agree with you completely that we should not rely upon the court our rights, but our rights exist. There's no preordained restriction on our rights to our Second Amendment rights to bear arms or our rights to self-defense. All this is infringement, none of the infringements come from the court. All of the infringements come from the legislative body, whether it's a city council, a state legislature, or the U.S. Congress. And so that's where people have to concentrate their efforts in making sure that the legislatures do not pass laws that infringe. That's where the key battleground is going to be. The courts will never be in a position to say, well, we think there should have been a law, so therefore we're saying that there is a law. Laws only come from the legislatures, and that's where we have to be vigilant.
All right. You guys hang on. We'll be right back on a Monday with my guests from Texas Law Shield, Edwin and Michelle. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That's why I say Amen, my shot.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. Michelle, is the biggest... When you guys are out there looking at prospective clients or in the states in which you operate already, how big are the women as far as the women that are joining Texas Law Shield?
You know, talking to these people day after day, I'd say about 50%. They're a solid 50% group of people who are looking to protect themselves and their families by, one, purchasing a gun, getting their concealed license and their permit, and then, of course, joining up with us to make sure that they don't squander their kids' college funds to, in the event that they have to use their firearm and they get charged with a crime. Now, I have to say, day after day, it's an equal shot, men and women, 50-50.
Is that, when you guys started this, I would imagine that when you started this in Texas, that there would have been a groundswell of men that looked at this
yes.
and said, oh, great, this is going to be stupendous. I can take care of this. But when somebody gets in there and starts, there's two trends that I can see you guys taking advantage of, one of which you created. You didn't create, but you addressed it. One is that women are arming themselves in droves. Michelle, you carry a gun. Two, we have seen a lot of instances where a minor child at home has had to use a weapon to defend themselves. Did you guys know this going in, or is this just another part of the way you've looked at this and just filled that gap?
Well, we didn't want to isolate just one person out of the family. We looked at everything from the family unit and the household. So you can't disqualify a child merely because they're a child, because they're just as likely to become a victim of a crime and have to use a firearm to defend themselves or even their entire household if they're the only one that can get access to it in, the nick of time. So when we created this program, we looked at the entire family unit, the entire household, and we didn't want to leave anybody out. And especially in the news, when you see these 15 to 16-year-olds are taking, their dad's shotgun and use it against home intruders. We didn't want to leave anybody out.
Well, you seem to be doing a good job of filling those gaps. When you guys enter a state, besides letting me know about it, do the lawyers within the state, your associates that are working with you, do they get out there and start pointing this out that's out there, or is it largely just a word of mouth thing that begins and snowballs?
We find attorneys that are very pro Second Amendment and who are, gun people. We don't want lawyers. We want gun people. We want Second Amendment advocates who happen to be lawyers. So when we go and get boots on the ground in a specific state, our lawyers already have the gun network, which is extremely helpful with spreading the word of what we do.
I hear you.
You hear me?
I hear you. As you're going forward now, this is when somebody asked me why it took so long for you guys to get into a state, I described Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, as an old steam train that takes a while to build up speed, and then suddenly it has a whole lot of momentum and everything starts going downhill. Since you have been operating, once you got into one state besides Texas, has it become easier to approach these other states and say, we have this unique service, we're the underwriters of it, we are looking for you to join us, you can be one of the people that are going to be on call 24 hours a day, and it's going to be splendid, it's going to be great, dogs and cats living together, it'll be great. Is that momentum slowly beginning to build?
Well, we and Evan were talking about this the other day, actually. State by state, you think it would get easier, but it really does, because every state is different. Every corporate structure is different. All the laws are extremely different, and they all have their own nuances that we want to make sure we know open up business. But we go to Florida, and then Oklahoma, and then Colorado, and then we just open Pennsylvania. By the time we got to thought, we would be able have this process. We do have our procedures and our policies in place that we follow. However, it takes a lot of time to know what you're doing in each state. If you don't want to go into a state, 75%, ready. You want to go into a state 100%, which is what we're doing. It costs so much time.
I would imagine that once you get started in a state like Pennsylvania, I mean, you guys were in Pennsylvania, but you wanted to sort of hold up because you hadn't gotten to that 100%. When you throw your doors open for business in each and every state, everything has to be in place that minute in case a new member makes that 1-800 call, because he can't wait for you guys to finish off the details. Is that about the way you guys operate?
Exactly. If I've got somebody in Pennsylvania who has to use their firearm, I don't want the infrastructure to be halfway done. It to be done over and over, perfect. So when we get that first member who has to use their firearm, there are no questions. We are there for them, and we know what we're doing.
Yeah. How much are there states now? We've talked about Louisiana. You guys don't plan. Louisiana is not going to be somewhere you can do business. Is that right?
They'll be number 50 in the union.
Are there other states that you look at as a very heavy lift?
Well, we look at, of course, the gun friendliness. So New Jersey maybe is hard to get into. California maybe hard to get into. You just buy the nation too. But we try to look at how the corporate structure, like what do we need to do to start business requirements. And that's where we start to figure out what state.
Yeah, I would imagine that states like New York. Did I mention Colorado when I said the states you cover? Now, Colorado just slapped a new regime in place. When that happened, when they had their increases in gun control, did you see a surge coming out of Colorado?
You know, Colorado's been pretty steady for us from day one. The people in Colorado are very, very, you know, gun advocates. So kind of when we hit Colorado, we hit the ground running. And then, of course, the political climate didn't hurt us either. So people have been very accepting of our program in Colorado since day one.
I'm being asked in the chat room, this is something for us to discuss as we come out of break. Do you get any pushback when you go into a state from the state bar associations? That's something I'm interested in finding out myself. But hold that answer. We're about to go into the break. Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield. You can find them online by searching for Texas Law Shield. If you exist in Florida, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Colorado, or Texas, and you carry a gun, and you're not a member of Texas Law Shield, I have to ask you why. Because I know that out there, there's all these other. You know, there's certain organizations that say, well, we have legal capability to help you out if you need it. The NRA, they've got their little program and everything else. None of them. Texas Law Shield is instantaneous. If you find yourself in a self-defense situation, you make the phone call. If you're a member, then your legal defense has begun. You don't have to look for you don't have to look at a referral sheet. You don't have to be exonerated completely before anybody pays a dime. You are engaged. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this morning from Texas Law Shield is Edwin and Michelle. Grammatically, yes, I did pass high school the first time out. Guys, is one of the problems that you have, do you have to deal with state bar associations when you're going into a state?
Well, obviously, the regulation of lawyers and legal services is not like the regulation of anything else. I mean, if we were selling hot dogs or ice cream, then all we got to do is comply with local health regulations. That's it. Lawyer services have been highly regulated. And in fact, lawyers were even prevented from advertising at all other than a name and phone number in a phone book up until 1977. The U.S. Supreme Court declared that some of those were violations of lawyers' right to speak peace. And so, for some reason, the legislatures have always thought that the promotion of law and legal services should be regulated. And so, that is absolutely one of our primary concerns, that we don't run afoul of any arcane state bar rules or rules governing the promotion of legal services. For example, that's why Florida regulates
promotion of legal. Texas has a legal services department. Texas law allows companies to be formed that will sell legal services. That is, its members have troubles are referred to lawyers, and that's what we do here in Texas. In Florida, they consider it a form of insurance, even though we strictly state that we're not insurance. Florida says anybody promoting legal services has to do it as a legal insurance business. And so that required us to go under that corporate structure. And that's one of the difficulties, is that you never know what, when it comes to the promotion and the selling of legal service contracts, how a particular state wants to do it, if they've got any kind of weird kind of arbitrary regulation on that type of service. I mean, it would be great, believe me, we'd love nothing better than for governments to treat us the same as the same as a department store or an ice cream shop or anything else. But that's just not been the history of government regulation.
I'm being asked about Ohio. You guys got plans to go into Ohio?
Ohio is a pretty strange state, and certainly we would love to go into Ohio, and we love all of our other states. We know Ohio is very pro-gun, but Ohio is kind of weird just from the gun point of view, in that Ohio seems to have no, there seems to be very arbitrary the way they decide what state CHLs they're going to honor. They don't even honor Pennsylvania CHLs. I mean, Pennsylvania right next door, and they don't even honor Pennsylvania CHLs. And what's strange is that Ohio is pretty puzzling to me, because it's one of the states that doesn't honor a Texas CHL, and it's pretty much the only state in Middle America, state or Illinois, that doesn't honor a Texas CHL, and I can't figure out why.
Is that part and parcel of what you guys are looking for, states that have reciprocity?
That certainly was one of the first categories of qualifications that we looked at, was how are we going to, because keep in mind, we originated here in Texas. We were very interested in what services we could promote to our Texas members. So naturally it followed that where Texas field handgun license holders felt comfortable or were allowed to steal handguns were some of the first states that we looked at. And unfortunately, Ohio doesn't, which is strange. One of the things that really puzzled me is that the person in charge of deciding whether or not Ohio recognizes Texas CHL is the Ohio Attorney General, and he is actually a member of my brother-in-law's extended family. So I took a hard time about why he's been able to convince his, I believe his cousin, to allow Texas CHL.
So for somebody in a state like Ohio, because during the break I was being asked to compare you to something like the United States Concealed Carry Association, which advertises that they have legal services available, but what they have is a list of lawyers that you can choose from. And when you're in the, if you're in the middle of a self-defense situation, I can't think of anybody walking around today packing a gun that is going to take the time to sit there and say, what do I do if I shoot somebody, and then go out and look for a lawyer pre-self-defense.
Well, see, that's the chief difference between us and other programs that may be out there, is that we want our members to be confident that when they have signed up for U.S. Law Shield, that they can pick up the phone at any time and say, who is the U.S. Law Shield lawyer for Ohio, and be able to be connected to that individual, even just to ask them a question like we do here in Texas and Florida and Oklahoma and Colorado. Those residents call, find out what a particular law is in their state, should they be aware of something, is there a restriction on the type of gun they're carrying or where they can carry it, things like that. And that's the thing is we are one of our chief issues is promoting this legal education and being a legal resource, as opposed to just being solely a defense, you know, somebody who gives you a lawyer, somebody who says, oh, go out and get your own lawyer and we'll pay for it, or because the USPCA program, as far as I understand it, it's a lot like the NRA program in that you have to find your own lawyer, and that they may give you a suggestion, but ultimately you have to find your own lawyer, you have to secure that lawyer's employment, you have to pay that lawyer, and then you come back to them and say, hey, I was in a shooting, I hired this lawyer, you told me to hire, now I'm asking for you to reimburse me this money.
Well, and if you don't do that, the other thing that you do, see, if the worst case scenario happens and they take your gun and they take you in, at that point, if you haven't done all that stuff, you're reduced to making collect calls that call this lawyer's, and where's the list? Where are you going to have the list when they arrest you and take everything from you? So, I mean, when you're in the holding cell and you're trying to make the collect call to an unknown number, really, truly, with Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, you have in effect sort of got a team of lawyers in your state on retainer already, don't you?
Yes, sir. That is correct. That's exactly the way that we promote the program. There's things, you know, if you look at it as two ways to do things. You can do it fast, but you can do it right. And what we've chosen is we've chosen the path that allows us to do it right.
Well, the difference to me is that I don't want to be in jail, even if I know that's part of the process. And I would rather know that while I still had control of the situation, that I had called Texas/U.S. Law Shield and said, I just had to shoot somebody in self-defense. While they're locking me up, I can be watching the clock, and I know in a matter of time I'm going to be getting out. Everything else that I see out there is sort of a game of 52 pickup. And they're waiting. They're hoping their card lands. And me personally, being a law-abiding chap, I just have no desire to hang out with the people that might be the ones I'd be going up against. But anyway, we're coming up on the last break on the hour. When we get back, have you guys heard about the case of Mr. Philippidis out of Florida, which is a Texas Law Shield state?
I am not familiar.
Mr. Philippidis is the man who has a concealed carry permit in Florida, but decided to do some traveling in some gun unfriendly states and got treated quite badly in Maryland because he had his permit but no gun.
Because he had his permit but no gun?
Right. They knew he had a permit when they stopped him. But he had no gun with him because he thought better of carrying it with him through these gun unfriendly states. He was going to New Jersey for the holidays.
Yeah, they probably were just angry that they didn't get to jack around with. Maryland is one of those states.
Well, we're going to break. Hang on. Hold that thought. We'll talk about that at length when we get back. All right. Last time this hour, we give it back to Republic Broadcasting on a Monday with my guest from Texas Law Shield. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063.
buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. Guys, before we go on to the case of Mr. Philippidis, let's go to the phones. John in California. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering, a stippling of Glocks, are you a big fan? I mean,
are you leading up to the point where I've heard it said that people say a prosecutor will look at anything you do to a gun as customizing it and turning you into a mad dog, a mad dog killer. Is that what you're leading up to?
even aftermarket grips on a handgun.
Anything. That's what I've heard.
Oh, is that right?
But if that's the case, then Texas Law Shield would have a very stiff day with me because I would be. They would want to put me down. They'd want to euthanize me. But what were you wanting to ask them?
Well, about aftermarket grips for any handgun.
Guys, for the concealed carry holder, anything they do with the gun is going to look extreme to a prosecutor if he's trying to prosecute a case, isn't it?
Really? So I should just keep it completely stock?
No. I'm asking Edwin and Michelle that.
Well,
no matter what you do, a prosecutor is going to try to paint you as a mad dog. They want the notch in their belt, they want to make you look crazy, and they want a conviction. It's really what they seek. They don't seek justice anymore, believe you me, they seek a conviction. However, if that is ever brought up in court, it is your defense attorney's job to rebut that by saying, number one, that is not relevant to why you had to use deadly force, right? So the means by which you use deadly force, whether it be a gun, whether it be a gun with an aftermarket grip, whether it be a broomstick, whatever it was, that shouldn't be the focal point to the jury. What goes to the jury and what should be before the jury only is the circumstances surrounding why you had to use deadly force. Because a guy came in my home, because a guy tried to carjack me, because you know I saw him robbing another woman. That is what matters on trial, not what you used it with. So you
right.
need to have an attorney who is able to articulate that in front of a judge or a jury, and maybe even, you know, take the judge back into his quarters and say, hey, any sort of evidence that they bring up about my guy's gun needs to be suppressed. It doesn't need to come in because it has nothing to do with why my guy defended
right. No, I completely agree. I don't think aftermarket accessories should have any impact on legality, but... You know, that was my question initially was
well, John,
why that would
you,
be
attacked. I'll tell you this. Like you were asking about stippling, okay, or right. grips. Right. Stippling has a function. The reason and every gun I own, except for one, has grip modification. And the reason for that is if I get shot in the strong hand holding the gun and I can still use that hand to hold the gun, I don't want blood on my hand maybe making me lose purchase.
Sure.
But every modification I make to the gun is designed to make sure that that round goes where I want it to go versus
exactly.
spraying and praying because, and, you know, I would love for them to take that up. I just look at Michelle and say, we would whisper, we confer, she'd be like standing up and saying, Your Honor, my client only wanted to shoot the bad guy, and everything that he did to his gun, which should be suppressed, by the way, was designed to make sure he did not shoot any innocent bystanders. Does the prosecutor wish to pursue this line of questioning?
I see.
When I'm listening to Edwin and Michelle, I get this idea that they sound so quiet and pleasant to be around. I really wouldn't want to get across from them in a courtroom.
For sure. Hey, Bill, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Are you a fan of the Chatwin Warriors on Google Plus?
Are you familiar with them? Until you mentioned them, I didn't even know they existed. But
it's a
chat window warriors. I go check them out.
Yeah, it's a Google Plus community. It's great.
I will go check them out.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Stay safe. Do you guys represent a lot of people that have gone out? I mean, when we join, when you come to South Carolina and I join you, I'm going to be sending you guys pictures. Will you defend me if I carry this gun? Will you defend me if I carry this gun? Because I know there's this train of thought out there. If you change the sights or the trigger pull, that you're portrayed as you just couldn't wait to shoot somebody.
Yeah, we're always talking to people. We get calls all the time from our members. And again, this points out one of the advantages of our program over other folks' programs is that we have lawyers on the duty, during business hours and past business hours, to answer these types of questions about accessories, what's legal, what's illegal. For example, here in Texas, of course, one of the qualifications is that the firearm has to be legal. However, we did a very poor job defining what the words display, conceal, plain view mean. And so we get calls all the time about this particular accessory called a CCP, whether or not it's CCP legal. And a lot of our members, they want to know. There's another whole, which, by the way, by our opinion, people here in the state of Texas, but there's another holster that people are out there buying, and that is, I don't know the name of it, but it's a holster with a steering column under the dash, in which the vehicle is again not legal because once you exit the vehicle, the handle the gun as in Scream 2, and it attacks about that particular trouble. And so our members are, you know, part of our service. Members have a gun issue, even if it's what we either point of view, that we have trained to tactics happen half. So there's point of view, leak point of view, tactical point of view. We are there to offer our members help to any.
You just gave me some really good marketing ideas telling me all of that. Check it out. I think your line is deteriorating, and at the same time, we're going to run out of time. So I'll hold up the story of Mr. Philippidis until next week when we can talk about it. But I'll be calling you guys after the show today. Yeah. I'll be calling you after the show to run this past you and see what you guys think about it. Texas Law Shield, if you exist, if you live today in the state of Florida, Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, or now Pennsylvania, if you are not a member of them, if you think that these other programs are going to work, if you want an expedited defense, which I mean begins right after you call the police to report the incident you've just taken part in, this is the only game in town. They are the only ones that operate the way they do. There is no comparison with anything else out there. No comparison at all. It sort of reminds me, guys, of you guys sort of sitting there like dispatchers for the other states. And when you get the call, you make the call, and somebody's en route to the scene.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anyway, guys, I'll be in contact with you later on this morning. You guys stay safe. Coming up next hour, they debuted at SHOT Show. A lot of people are out there saying, "Well, hey, all of these businesses that don't want to let guns in, I don't want to give them my business." Well, there is a company out there now. They call themselves TwoAmendment.org. And they're compiling a list of businesses that are firearms friendly for free for you. And we're going to be joined by Brian Crosswhite, and we're going to talk about that. Last time, well, we're getting ready to flip it to the next hour as we go right now. So coming up, Brian Crosswhite from TwoAmendment.org on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.